call. Thank you. Savills are bringing a new residential and commercial investment opportunity to the property market later this morning. Brown Capital is the group behind the sale of the Marker Residences as well as six fully occupied commercial units. Kevin McGillicuddy, Managing Director of Brown Capital, is here. And Kevin, just to clarify first, this is the sale of the residences attached to the Marker Hotel, not the hotel itself.
That's correct. It's integrated with the hotel, but it's a separate asset.
So how many apartments are on sale here?
There are 84 two-bedroom luxury apartments.
And are they for sale individually, or is this being sold as a lot?
It'll be sold as a single lot. I suppose if you go back to 2011 when we had purchased this, we anticipated the emergence of the multifamily property market, and we now see significant investor appetite at this level for the asset.
So tell us a bit about this multifamily type of asset. It's quite new to hear.
It's something that's been popular in the US, Canada, and across Europe. It's attracted a new institutional investor class. And what's the benefit for renters? You have professionally owned, professionally managed assets. You have the financial flexibility to move in and out of the apartments, and it also helps if you're changing jobs. So it provides the tenant flexibility, and the institutional investors are quite happy with that opportunity.
And I take it there's quite a bit of demand for this type of short-term rental accommodation among business people in Dublin.
Well, there is. I mean, currently the investment is 100% occupied, so we're seeing strong demand for our own property.
The return to life of the commercial property sector, I suppose, has been well documented in recent months. Are you expecting a fair degree of interest in this asset?
Well, we've already received interest well before we put it onto the market. So if that's a bellwether, we expect significant interest both domestically and internationally.
That's what I was going to say. Is there much interest in the domestic market? I suppose over the last few years, we've seen a lot of international buyers come into the market here in Ireland. But are we now seeing the rise of a domestic investor?
Yeah, the domestic market is slowly maturing, I would say. But the domestic market is also taking new different forms, like the REITs that we're seeing, and CAPREIT has recently launched the Irish Residential REIT, specifically targeted towards the multifamily asset class.
Now, there are also a number of commercial units on sale in this. They're fully occupied, I understand.
And they are fully occupied, and it's a broad sweep of occupiers, a bank, a cafe, both medical and dental facilities, and a pharmacy.
And just as a matter of interest, why have you decided to hold on to the hotel itself?
Well, it's something we always envisaged in our business plan to sell the apartments once we felt there was a robustness in either the institutional multifamily marketplace or actually to sell them individually. It just so happens there is a very strong institutional market now, so we've always expected to sell at this juncture and retain the hotel.
And do you plan to continue to hold the hotel and operate it, or is it something that you're hoping the hotel market will improve further in the interim?
Well, it's our plan to hold the hotel for quite some time. We're in the investment at a attractive basis, and we believe there's significant growth opportunity with the hotel.
And any other plans for Brown Capital in the near future?
Well, we have aspirations. I mean, if you look at Brown Capital, we started basically hit the ground running in 2011. We have nearly 20 staff now, and we're managing assets of up to $350 million. In 10 years' time, we'd like to be at least threefold that. And we've attracted quite a few international investors that have approached us in the past several months. So we're quite optimistic about the future.
Okay, Kevin McGillicuddy of Brown Capital, thank you very much indeed for talking to us this morning on the currencies. Finally, the euro buys around $1.38 and 82 pence sterling, Rachel.